Hi, it's Elise.
Hey, y'all, it's Kaylin.
And this is season 3, episode 7 of A Wild and Mindful Mess. Yeah. Woo! Woo-hoo! Yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving.
It gets better every time.
Yeah. So I am hosting Thanksgiving this year and cooking almost everything for the first time ever.
That should have been on last week's episode of regrets.
Yeah. Or next week's.
Next week's
regrets part two.
Yeah.
But my mom usually has it, right? And, she's sick obviously and she can't cook. So yeah. Pray for me.
I will. I always do.
Oh, thanks. That's very nice of you. I suck at this. Okay. So I was scrolling on TikTok, big shocker. We all know how much I love it. And this came up and I'd love to do an episode about this. It's from Abraham Piper. You can find him on TikTok. He is legit. I love him. But I will play it now.
So you don't know what you're doing as a parent. And I can prove it. How's that for a rude start to the video? But seriously, no parents really know what they're doing. And the very thing some people use as evidence to disagree with this is the evidence that it's true. I got a comment recently that said something like, parents shouldn't just be winging it. There are like 5 million books out there on parenting. That's why I'm winging it. It's how I know everybody else is too. If there were a manual for parenting, there'd be only one. That's how manuals work. But there's not. There's millions. The Russian writer Anton Chekhov once said, when many remedies are suggested, you can be sure there's no cure. And it's true here too. When many books are written, you can be sure there is no manual. I wish I could take comfort knowing that I know what I'm doing, but instead I'll take comfort that at least nobody else knows what they're doing either. And I got 5 million books backing me up on this. It's a lot of evidence. Yes, I.
Okay. So I think that's pretty much the gist of it. Again, Abraham Piper, and you can find him on TikTok. So what do you think about that?
Like, I feel like, again, like, I just feel like some of these people who bring up these big hot topic discussions, I'm just like, duh. Like, why is this such a big discussion? Do people really think that there's one way to parent? Like, I was never under the impression that people had parenting figured out. Were you?
Well, I don't know.
It's a shit show over here.
Oh, I mean, specifically to me, no. But I don't know if I looked at anybody else and thought, well, they have it figured out. I did before I became a parent.
You did?
Yeah. I thought there were like some people that are like, oh, that's legit. You seem like a good parent. That's probably how you do it. Right? Yeah. Like, you know, I don't know any better.
I just saw the products of their parenting and I was like, you probably really suck because your kids are assholes.
Yes, but sometimes your kids are assholes and you can be the best parent in the world.
Okay, dude. Like, let's just look at social media.
Okay.
Right now, like our age group, like starting at my age group, like starting at age 31 all the way. We'll go 25 to 45. Okay. Check out that age group and the nonsense that these children have been on since 2020, that you think their parents had it figured out because their parents raised morons.
What? Oh, wait, you have to give me some examples. I don't know what you're talking about.
COVID's not real.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's dumb.
That Trump is still president. Like, did your parents teach you this? Who taught you this? Who told you these things? That Jesus is coming back, that the vaccine is the mark of the beast, y'all. What? Who taught y'all that?
Wait, are kids saying this?
Adults who were once kids, who okay. were raised by people that clearly did not have it figured out.
Okay, but then we're kind of talking about the nature versus nurture.
Like, I guess I was where I grew up. I don't really talk to a lot of people from back home anymore. A lot of them have not changed or evolved at all. And I thought that they sucked then and they probably still suck.
As people? What does it have?
Yeah.
Okay. But what about?
Like they grew up into being not good.
Yes, like, but what about, okay, what about parenting? Like he was saying specifically, like there's 500 million ways to parent and that there's no one way to parent. Like no one has it correct.
Yes, clearly, because as long as I can remember, people have been screwing this up. And I look around and see the products of how no one knows what they're doing.
But I feel like that it's an extremism type of thing in some ways when it comes to parenting. Did I just say parenting? Parenting?
I don't know. You can say parenting if you'd like.
I'm so tired. What did I say the other week? That was ridiculous.
Who knows?
I don't know. Anyway. So I feel like there are extremes in politics and medical situations, whatever. And I also think there can be extremes in parenting. Like this is the right way. This is the wrong way. There's no middle ground. There's no gray area. And I feel like the people that are super extreme, I guess it's hard for me in general to understand anyone that's an extremist, right? Like in any respect.
That's relieving to me.
That I can't understand it.
Yeah. Because if you did understand extremes, I would be concerned.
But even on the other spectrum, like I like the idea of gentle parenting, of course, but some people are so extreme about it. It can also make other people feel pretty bad when they screw up once in a while. You know, sometimes you're having a bad fucking day and you yell.
I'm just kidding. I mean, yeah, like this all comes down just to wait my till whole she gets big, older. Oh, Everly is something else. But I just feel like nobody's method of parenting will ever make me feel bad about mine.
That's another whole episode, like, I feel.
Like, I just feel like the gentle parenting thing, that's a method that is proven to work. The concept of it. Okay. So that's what we practice, or that's what I do with her. But I'm not going to sit here and beat myself up over like telling her no or whatever. Like, I just think that that's really ignorant. And it's like, just if you're a good person and you love your kid, I feel like it is natural for you to parent to the best of your ability.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't really give more than your best.
Yeah. I mean,
so,
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I mean, it's just like all of these different books out there are really just telling us their best, what worked for them, their best. Like, how many times do we ask a friend, like, for suggestions for certain things? It's like, we're asking for what worked best with them. I mean, everything is about the best method, the best approach, whatever. But that's what works for them. Not all kids are the same anyway. Not all kids like need the same kind of discipline. Like Everly is very emotional. I can hurt her feelings way more by what I say to her with a straight face, not even raising my voice, but the words that I use, than I can if I were to like put her in timeout and not let her get up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same for the same way.
Or when I say hurt her feelings, I mean like she learns because she understands that this is a consequence.
Yeah.
That's a more negative consequence than.
Yeah. But they don't like to see the disappointment on your face or lack of joy when they're doing some bullshit, when they're pulling some bullshit and they're like, fuck.
Yeah. That like I just. Joy. I mean, I'm not going to say whatever works, because like I said, I've said this before on another episode, that whatever works isn't always safe, but that goes back to, if you're doing your best, you're doing your best and you choose what is the safest. You choose the safest and like the best option, right? Maybe there needs to be a book called that.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever. Well, I guess my ebook's a little bit. No, it's not about parenting as much as it's about expectations. But yeah, that's tough. I think another thing is really tough, especially with social media, is that we struggle so much feeling good about ourselves as parents. So I remember there was a time where I was doing a question and answer and someone said, like, asked about potty training Felicity. And I was like, oh, it wasn't bad. It took a couple weeks, you know? And then I got a message from someone and I don't remember who at all, cause this has been a couple of years, from someone saying, like, just so you know, that's shitty for other parents to say.
No, it's not.
Yeah. and they were like, you make other parents feel bad if their kid is taking longer to potty train.
No, you're just an ableist and you can get off my page. Thank you.
Yeah. And I'm pretty honest, I would say, about, you know, things. I never over exaggerate, or oversell. You know, I'm never like a bragger. I'll be a bragger about like how funny she is, of course, because she is. She's hilarious and she's like the love of my life. But I'm never like, oh, Felicity did this in school and she potty trained that. Like, that's just not who I am. It was a question someone asked. And I think that's also, it's always been kind of difficult for me. And Felicity was an early walker. For a child.
That's not your fault though. Like, see, that's where I'm not feeling social media. Like, they can basically kiss my ass.
It took me a lot. You know me, I'm a people pleaser.
That's unfortunate.
Well, not anymore as much. But before I was, so I'd be like, I don't know what I should, like, should I say that she jumped? I think her age group, she was the first person. She was the first child to jump, right? She jumped super fucking early. I think right when she turned two, she was jumping. And I almost didn't want to post about it because I thought, like, I'm going to make people feel shitty. But now that I'm older and I've had therapy, I realize, like, fuck you. You know what? I will spend the time lifting you up as a parent, but I won't sell my child short to make you feel better.
And see, this is where they've got it wrong, is because, you talking about Felicity jumping, me talking about Everly signing, me talking about her walking, you talking about Felicity in school, all of this has nothing to do with them as the parent. So,
right,
they can get over it. Just get over it.
Yeah.
Please, for the love of God.
But it's just so, it is tough. It's like,
whenever I talk about protecting your kids' privacy and not blasting out all of their business on social media, because you shouldn't do that. The last time I said that, a mom told me that I was making a new parent cry because I made her feel bad. Okay, then she shouldn't be on my stuff. So you can move on and so can she, because I don't care. Because I said nothing wrong. So again, sometimes you just got to learn the hard way, man. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, that's a whole different, I mean, I guess, yeah, let's continue to talk about the social media trend in parenting.
It's gross. Y'all gross. I'm sorry. that shit ain't it.
I mean, but hello, I'm social media. I do social media and I am a parent and I talk about it. So am I gross too?
No, because do you violate her privacy on social media?
I'm sure I have at some point, unintentionally.
Well, do you do it now?
No.
Then we're good. Don't do that shit. Y'all better not be doing that shit. No, ma'am. Y'all know better. Mm-mm.
Well, I think, You know, I don't know. It's hard because sometimes I think people really do. They're really like, shit, you know, I'm having all these feelings or I'm worried about something, want to talk about it. And then there's people that, you know, parents that try like to get that sympathy, like, and sympathy follow. And those are gross to me. I can't fucking stand that.
Okay. I just think that okay. If you're doing anything for a like, for engagement, for a hashtag, whatever, I don't even know what the hell people do, but it doesn't come across as genuine when it's on your perfectly curated Instagram. Like, get out of here. Get out. Okay. Stop.
Yeah.
That's not where you're looking for support in your long, dramatic, like mini blog post on Instagram that is like sepia tones and beige everywhere. Get that shit out of here. You're not tricking me, ma'am. You're not tricking me. I don't like it. I ain't saving it. And I damn sure ain't sharing it. So moving on.
I do like me some retro filters, though. I do.
Like, just grow up, y'all. Stop. Like, all this, like, comparing your kids to other kids. Okay, I don't need a parenting book to tell me that that's not cool. We don't do that either. We don't do that. Because the thing is that it's not even about your kids. It's about you. Because if it wasn't about you and you feeling like that was a win for you, your kids' achievements or failures or hardships and struggles wouldn't matter or be a reflection of your parenting. Like, if another child's success makes you feel like a bad mom, we need to do some internal work because it has nothing to do with you.
Agreed. Agreed. It really doesn't. It really doesn't. No matter how well, like, one of my friend's daughter, who is Felicity's age, she speaks pretty well. You can, it's, you know, it's just one of her jams. And it doesn't make me feel any type of way, but proud of, you know, of the little girl and doing what she's doing and her strengths. And it doesn't make Felicity any less. It doesn't make me any less of a parent, or less of a parent than her. Because again, this always goes back to expectations that we have for our kids, and that, you know, their struggles aren't from us and their successes aren't from us. They're their own people, right? Like, that's something I'll always say. I'll always, you know, beat a dead horse, whatever the fuck the saying is. I'll say it every day to anyone who will listen. It's not about us. So the parents that are saying like, yeah, my kid's honor roll student. Yeah, they got my genes. Like, no, fuck you. You're taking that away from them.
Right.
Let them be. Let them be. And if they're struggling, that doesn't mean you're a shitty parent. That just means that everybody has fucking struggles. Guess what? Mine was math. Yeah. It has nothing to do with my mom. It has to do with my brain. My brain said, no, I don't compute mathematics.
And I think a lot of times people are confused about what parenting is, because for me, it's not being a mom that's hard. It's not showing up for Everly that's hard. It's showing up for everything else now that I'm a mom, and showing up for everything else when I have to do my parents' stuff. Just like you started your new job. Your job isn't hard. It's not, your job isn't what is so impossible to manage. It's your job managing it with the time that you have to be a parent. The parenting isn't hard. The job isn't hard. It's doing it all while you're doing while you're still doing full-time parenting by yourself on top of that. So now you're doing the job of two people just in the parenting realm. And then now you add a full-time job to it. And it's like, holy shit, you have to reorganize your entire life. And I don't do well with that. Everly just turned two yesterday, and I still am trying to figure out how to manage myself and her.
Yeah.
All in one.
Because it's easy to lose yourself.
Yeah. And I have a husband. Like, I have to nurture my marriage on top of that. Like, the parenting isn't hard. It was very authentic for me. Like, I've never felt like I was a bad parent. It's been natural and very natural thing so far.
I'm sure that will change, obviously, but so far it's been very natural for me. But what isn't natural is maintaining my marriage while being a good parent.
Mm-hmm.
Or my education, continuing
or
my
your
education.
Identity as yeah, Caitlin. Like
everything is, it's not the individual job as a parent that's hard. It's every, all the other jobs become 20,000 times harder, mm-hmm. basically.
Yeah. That's actually a very wise of you. Yeah.
I'm not doing this shit again, y'all.
It is tough though. Like you let it overtake. I let being a parent overtake me. Absolutely. Yeah. It was number one. And that's all. I was like blinders on to everything else. And yeah. And
I did
and
then, too. Oh, fuck. But I don't regret it. I don't, I will say this. I admittedly let being a mom be my number one priority. I let it become who I was. And I just recently kind of pulled myself out of that, but I don't regret it at all. At all. Even though I've had to, it was not a good time all the time, but Everly is awesome. And we have a really, really good, like we have a very special relationship, and I wouldn't have had that if I would have done things differently. So
yeah, I'm thankful I was able to stay home with Felicity mm-hmm. her first, like her formative years where, you know, she's developing and her brain's developing and her brain is developing. Mm-hmm. And I'm very thankful for that. I lost myself in it completely, actually. And then in my marriage, I did it wrong. There's no books to do it right. There's just no books. Mm-hmm. There's no like here
manual.
So you're married and you have a kid. Here's the manual. And then you're like, all right, skip to married for 4 years. Child is 6 months old. Where are we supposed to be? Like it's not there. And especially when you come from, or like mine, where there were no, I don't know what the word is. There's no, I didn't have an example, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't have an example of what a healthy relationship looked like, or having a healthy parent. I didn't know, you know? And so that also fucked me up. That's one thing I will say again, shocker. This should be my catchphrase. Go to therapy before you have kids. I feel like that's just better. Go to therapy before you get married and do it before you have kids. And, you know, it'll help because then you're just like me and I'm in therapy now and I have a 6-year-old and I'm getting divorced. And who knows what my life would have been had I done that earlier and figured it the fuck out. But I made mistakes and I just didn't know what this is supposed to look like.
Did your family unit, like your extended family? Okay. So like you were here for Everly's birthday. Mm-hmm. Was Felicity's birthday like that, where you had your family there and then like your friends who were like family, like that kind of thing? Or did it just basically all fall to shit after beyond like your immediate family?
I had my mom, sister, her husband, Scott was here, his mom and his brother. And then my friend came with her daughter. So it was very small and super, super awkward because Scott was feeling some type of way and, you know, I was just whatever. It's hard. I'm trying so hard to co-parent. It's not even funny. I really am. It's a very, very, very hard, especially when one person is trying harder than the other, just like in my marriage. But you know, it is what it is. I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm trying. I have been trying. This is what going on almost on 2 years of like keeping my mouth shut about stuff. But it is hard. It's hard. But yes, we don't have a ton of support here. You had a lot of support there at Everly's birthday.
Right. It's very, I'm always very quiet whenever we have something for Everly. Like, I'll kind of drop off of social media because it is so emotional for me. And very humbling to see the people that show up for Everly. Mm. I had like 10 text messages when I woke up yesterday from my friends who were wishing her a happy birthday. And I was like, you know, that is such an important thing to me, like that people just love her, and they do. And it made me feel good when Felicity was here and people were walking in and they were like, "Hey Flick, hey Flick," like they knew her. And I was like, "See, they love her already." And she was like, "Ta-da."
Yeah, she was. She ran a white. She ran a white at everything. Like, hello. Yes. She was meeting and greeting.
And it's just a different, but I will say the only people who that were here that were my blood relatives were my mom and dad.
Yeah, that's bananas. Now that you think, yeah.
All of her aunts that were here were all friends of mine. They were not her only biological aunt was not here.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because she wasn't invited, yeah. But still on her because it's her fault, but whatever.
Yeah.
But that's, yeah. It's always just, and it's been like that since Everly was born. Like, I mean, that's just how it is. Like, you pick your family, and I've said this to you, like when you find your family, some people are born into their forever family, and that's great. And I love that for them, but that wasn't the case for me. And I've had the opportunity to pick my own family. And I feel like, that's pretty cool mm-hmm. to be able to do that.
Yeah. Because
you invest in them and you want to, not because you feel like you have to.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's, I've always had some good friends that I consider family.
Yeah.
You know, and they would do anything for me. They would do anything for Felicity.
I would do more.
You would do more. but if I called one of them right now and said, like, dude, I need this or that, they would be here. No questions asked. I know that. And that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And I've had those friends for a very long time. And they have good hearts, and yeah, I could count on my friends more than I can count on my family. My sister, I can count on.
Right.
She's there if I need her. And she loves Felicity like she's her own, even though they butt heads all the time.
Yeah. I heard, Gretchen.
Yep. She gives her nothing. Like, she's on the phone. She'll be like, hey, it's TT. And Felicity will be like, no. It's so funny. But yeah, I mean,
she loves me. Literally all that matters. That is like, all that matters.
She does. She loved Kay.
Do not care.
She loved Kay. We were out there. We were out there a couple weeks ago for Everly's birthday. Felicity and I flew out there. Felicity was a fucking champ. She was such a good flyer. She loved the takeoff. She loved the landing. She was just, I couldn't have asked for a better kid to fly. So that means that's just the start of all of the adventures that she and I are going to go on.
The part of parenting that you will not find in the book.
Yeah, exactly. Cause life is fucking hard and everybody's life is very unique. You know, we can all connect on certain things. You know, we know that being a mom is exhausting sometimes. Like, we know that we can all connect on that, but we also have, you know, unique perceptions and lives and things that happen. And, you know, and I always say, like, having worked in CPS, you know, all your kid really needs from you is love, shelter, being clothed, and fed, and stability and routine and consistency. And you're doing a better job than a lot of people. I promise you that.
And vaccines. They need those.
They do need vaccines.
Please get those.
Shit, I need to schedule Felicity for hers. And mine. I need my booster.
Me too.
I know. I was thinking of doing it Friday after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Because that'll give her a whole weekend. And myself a whole weekend. So, but I thought it was an interesting topic. Yeah, I liked it. I like the conversation.
We're winging it.
Yeah, yes. We're all winging it. Nobody's doing it right. Nobody's doing it completely. Well, some people are doing it completely wrong. Those people end up in the system. But for the most part, you know, we all just try to do the best we can because we love our kids so much.
Just make sure that you have them safely secured in a car seat and I will not judge you.
I try not to judge either. Like, everybody has their thing. Just love your kid. Just make sure they're fed, you know, give them some fucking routine. Like, God, people don't understand. That's one thing I will say. I do see parents not giving their children routine, especially younger children. And it just blows my mind. And they're like, I don't know why they're acting out and so tired and cranky and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, because they don't know what the fuck is coming. It's terrible. You should never do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what kid.
Imagine doing that to me. Like, that's how I feel. I cannot function in a routine. I cannot imagine being a child without a routine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's just it is very important that your child has a routine. I know it seems crazy and I know it seems annoying because you want to have a life, but you know, the world is very scary and big for kids, even for us sometimes, but it's even scarier and bigger for them. So when they know what to expect, that makes them feel safe. So
it feels very snatchy to me, like to not know what's coming. I feel like that's the same as me going up to Everly and just taking her toy away and be like, okay, well, we're done with this because we've got to move on to the next activity. Like if I don't, like, that's what it is. If I don't give her a schedule in a way, or like, I always tell her, I always warn her before bedtime several times, you know, you have a few more minutes of this, one more time, one more book, you know, however, whatever, one more waffle, mm-hmm. like, and then it's bedtime. And she understands that. And she knows that. And she'll walk her little self onto her room because she had her last book and it's bedtime now. And it's like, if I didn't, and I just snatched her up, like, that's rude.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and you're their only constant in the big changing world.
Yeah.
Like I said, especially when they're developing cognitively like that, you know, when they have those big spurts, and they seem clingier to you, it's because the world is getting bigger to them. Yeah. So that's one thing I will say, like, don't hit your kids. And have a routine, be as consistent as possible. I promise you it'll be better for them and you at the same time. Like,
and that's not an opinion, that is scientifically proven.
Yeah, it is true. Yes.
So this is a method that is proven to work.
Yes. Yes. That's just straight up like facts.
We like those.
Yes. Yes. We like facts on the show. So thanks for coming along on this one. I'm very curious to see if you guys have any differing opinions. You can join our Facebook group on Facebook. and please remember to rate and review our app podcast on Apple. That would be amazing. We're sponsored by my forthcoming ebook. I know it's coming, guys. It is. I had to get divorced first.
Please do.
Yes, it's coming. The divorce is coming. It should be here within the next couple of weeks. So this is all very exciting. Love Her, Leave Her Wild. And we're sponsored by Dear Mom and Ruby's Rainbow. Check them out on their various socials. They're amazing organizations. And I think that's it. Do you have any random questions you want to ask me before we go?
Can we talk about how people, I'm actually gonna put this in the Facebook group too, but I want to know what people do with Santa with their kids or their Christmas traditions that aren't traditional to their or holiday traditions that they do that aren't holiday specific, whether it's Hanukkah or Christmas or anything. I had a friend who was Jehovah's Witness growing up, mm-hmm. who still acknowledged a holiday, but it wasn't Christmas.
Okay.
Like, I want to know what their holiday traditions are because I'm conflicted over Santa.
Mm. All right. Well, see you next time. Talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.